is WSD 320, and we are starting up the KidsNet on the Mount Ogden repeater. We hold this KidsNet every Sunday night at 6:30. More information can be found on the Facebook group, Utah GMRS Information. And my name is Matt. I'll be net control for this evening. And anyone wishing to participate, go ahead and state your name, call sign, and your city. And we'll start taking check-ins now. Go ahead. Nothing heard. We are calling for check-ins for the KidsNet on the Mount Ogden repeater every Sunday night at 6:30. Anyone wishing to participate, call now. Otherwise, we'll go ahead and cancel the net. Alright, nothing heard. We're going to go ahead and cancel the net. We will talk to you guys next week at USD 320, and I will return this repeater back to normal operation.
WSCL 757. Business with the Boy Scouts.
I brought my radio in a box. We called down on a couple of repeaters. We got no takers. Played with an IRLP repeater a little bit. Couldn't quite get it to work. I think there's something wrong with it. But, kids had a blast with all the handheld coordinating, where you at, I'll meet you here type thing. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, do they still do merit badges or eagles or anything like that, or is it all gone away?
Merit badges, very much so. Most of the boys in our troop got anywhere between 5 and 8 merit badges. One kid got 9. Yeah, so, yeah, they were pretty busy.
Oh, I see. Well, I think I got the APRS working on my ASU, but not by any tone. But if you ever get time, you can go back in your history on the APRS.netcom and see where I've been hiding out for the last couple of weeks.
So, what's the deal with the Anytone? Are you trying to get APRS working on a digital channel or an analog channel?
Well, I tried both and wasn't able to get them to work. And I was reading something where some of the updates have somehow messed around with the APRS and made them not work. So I updated my radios to the 3.08, and I still can't get it to work. I've followed all the video and everything, and the only radio I've been able to get to work is the ASU, and I tried the analog and digital modes and the Anytone, and it still could never send any information. But the Aces seemed to work okay. So at least I have at least one radio work on APRS.
If you want, I can fire up my laptop and we could go setting by setting through the analog APRS and see if you got it set right. Same thing for digital. There's not a whole lot to them, but I remember when I was trying to get it working, I was banging my head against the wall for quite a while, and then all of a sudden it just started working. But the main thing with the analog APRS is you have your call sign, and then they call it, what do they call it? There's like a dash, supposed to be dash 7, I believe, for handheld. And then there's the frequency. The frequency should be the same for all of them. I believe it's 144.39. I'd have to double check that. And that's really about all there is to it. But if you don't have GPS turned on, it won't transmit APRS.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I have APRS turned on and the GPS turned on. And it still never did work. And I was watching BritsCom, and they said you had to have one radio receive, one radio transmit. But I don't think that's true anyway. But yeah, tonight I'm making dinner, so I won't be able to do much. Maybe tomorrow. But yeah, if you go into the history file, you know, the history tape, you'll be able to see where I've been up in the Vernal Roosevelt area. You know, so you'll see that in the history of the dates and stuff. But you can tell what radio I'm using because it says.
Yeah. Well, it was good chatting with you. I'll probably catch you on the net a little later, huh?
I'll be listening, so too bad the kids' net fizzled out. But it's summertime and the holiday and everything, so maybe it'll come back towards the fall when they have a more regular schedule.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we may just go ahead and cancel the kids' net until the fall time, pick it back up again when school starts. Because, yeah, summer is busy, and KidsNet's the last thing on people's mind when they're getting home from traveling on Sunday afternoon, you know.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I'm on my Baofeng black radio and with the tactical antenna. Seems to work a lot better than the original one that it came with.
Oh, that tape measure one, the folder, that antenna?
Yeah, the ABREE antenna that folds up, and you can fold it up and everything, so it's factory made, but you can fold it up.
That's pretty cool. I tried out one of those and it kept flopping over on me, kind of like a tape measure would, so I didn't really like it. I sent it back.
Yeah, it depends on how many times you flop it over, but it is top heavy for a handheld, so anyway. Well, I gotta run. I gotta see what dinner's doing. I'm cooking it tonight, so. Anyway, WSCL 757, talk to you later.
D320. WRNW 578, yeah, it was a definite no, not today, I'm not doing it. Hey, is that you, Jim?
Yes, sir, Matt. Sorry about that. Did anybody else try?
Okay. summertime. People got fun stuff to do. You sound sick. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Remember that sun thing? I got too much of it. So there's that. And then, I'm still super tired. I think I'm really exhausted. I don't even think I'm going to make the adult net tonight.
Jeez, that's pretty serious. You want me to bring you some chicken noodle soup or something? I recommend you dip into that special cough syrup. That ought to help.
I think that the special cough syrup was a fair actor in spending too much time out in the sun. Yeah, it was an amazing last couple days. I got way too much sun. I'll send you a photo.
I'm picturing something akin to Uncle Polly from Sopranos out there with his mirror tan in your face, drinking a double fist in a Mai Tai or something.
Many a Mai Tai was had, but it was more of we were out scuba, or no, snorkeling, and the sun got away from me, so... And it didn't even kick in right away. It took 3 days before it really started leveling me.
That sucks. I remember we took the scouts up to Bear Lake 1 year. And you know how that high elevation sun will get you. I mean, it comes fast and with a vengeance within hours, you know. We literally, around the campfire later that night, we had kids, like no joke, like falling over. They were dropping like flies. I think we took 3 kids home that night.
Holy cow. Yeah, no, we, Magnus got a pretty good
little burn.
I got a pretty good little burn. Misty and Freya both got snippets where the sunscreen we used didn't cover. They've got like stripes of redness, but we had a really good time swimming in the ocean, so there is that.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet, man. I'm gonna see some pictures. I went to the doctor this week, and it's been a while since I've gone to the dermatologist and done like a full like skin check thing, and he was throwing out big words like melanoma, and he's like, I'm gonna chop this thing off your back and send it to the lab. I didn't realize that he like cut a chunk out of my back, and so yeah, I'm gonna be a minute before I can get back out in the sun there. Hopefully he comes back negative, but we'll see. He didn't seem too concerned. I asked him, like, worst case scenario, like, what are we looking at? He's like, nah, not a big deal. It's small. It's just the colors had him all concerned, so whatever.
Yeah, it's the color and size usually, so it's you know, Misty gets stuff cut out from time to time. It's a deal. When we go in, we just make sure to say, hey, do you want to look at my back or a couple of different spots here and there? And they have at it.
Didn't mean to
with the radio, with the alarm, and that's where that went down.
Up on the adult net, but what would you think about postponing the kids until school starts? I think summer's just too busy.
I'm all right with it because, you know. Into it when they're interested in it or when the parents are thinking about it. And so, like, after we spent a year running around during the summer using radios with families in the forest, sometimes that's when you can hand them out and the kids get excited about it after they've had all summer to play with them.
Well, you know how it is. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, right? So, yeah, I'll pitch that. So unless we have anybody with hard, like, strong feelings or literally anybody else that wants to get on, then we'll probably go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I think that it's definitely a thing where, you know, because we've had a couple kids come in and dip out pretty quick. You know, it's not, you know, if you don't have a lot of kids doing things, they're not super interested in it at the same time.
Luckily, I had a spare battery. The battery broke. So anyway, got him all squared away. I think he's going to take those up to Philmont when they go on their trek in a couple weeks. I'll probably try to look up what repeaters in the area. I'll program them in while I got them here.
I know he'd like that just because Paul, you know. I'm sure they've got something where it'd be on the other side of the canyon.
Yeah, I got no clue whatsoever what's out there. I'm not holding my breath, though, because, you know, rural New Mexico, like way out in the middle of nowhere in New Mexico, I give it a 25% chance there's a repeater in range.
That's true. I mean, I didn't hear a lot of traffic when we were driving down in New Mexico, but we didn't swing by where Philmont is, so there is that.
Towns in southern New Mexico, they have decent repeater coverage. I remember looking at it once in the past, and for a long time they had they had all those GMRS repeaters were linked together, and so it was one massive network tied into Albuquerque.
That was back in the days of link repeaters, aka the Wild West.
They kind of cracked down a little bit. Man, I saw a guy post on Reddit this week asking for clarification. He's like, well, depending on which set of rules you read, he was saying, like, are family members allowed to use my equipment on GMRS? Like, some say that you can just use the call sign, but other ones, like, say you can use each other's equipment. I'm thinking, are you freaking kidding me, guy? Like, he's, like, worried about his kids using his radio. Like, what if they transmit on my radio and it's not theirs? I'm like, dude, seriously, nobody cares. Even if there is a rule about it, still nobody cares. And so, of course, I had to give the obligatory rules, not laws, and he came back with, they're absolutely laws. Anyway, they were pretty uptight, and I couldn't take it.
Yeah, that's just, you know, Karen. She gets pretty concerned, and sometimes she's a he.
Need to lighten up a little bit. like, the main thing is, as long as you're not causing a ruckus on the radio, literally nobody cares about anything. I mean, heck, even all these organizations like my kid's school and the scout camp and all these other quasi-businesses using licensed frequencies without a license. Guess what? Still nobody cares.
Well, it's just a thing of note. You know, you notice it and you go, oh yeah, but you're not like, oh my God, I need to call the FCC. And if you did call the FCC, they'd be like, oh, okay. It wouldn't be like, let's send somebody down right now. It's more of, is this interfering with the commercial in the area sort of question?
That's exactly right. Kind of, I think they go by the if a tree fell in the woods and nobody heard it policy, you know?
Absolutely. All right, well, I just wanted to stand back in and say, hey, yeah, we were here. I tried. I swear, I tried.
Yeah. I'll text you later, let you know how it goes. But I say plan on no more kids net until fall time at least, or if there's any other interest. It's just people are, yeah, too interested in other stuff right now. So, but hey, my kids are going to camp, like young men's camp this week, and up by Causey. So that'll be cool. They'll be within radio reach of home. So I'm excited for that. I mean, I think that sounds pretty cool. Like, my 11-year-old off on their own, you know, with other people, but they're still within radio, even though they're like an hour away or whatever. So, yeah, shout out Scott. Anyway, good catching up, Jim. Glad you had a good time. Let me know if you need me to go get you some aloe vera. I'll do it.
We have a Stat-6 supply here at home, and then we had to buy some more when we were out in the wild because, yeah, it was pretty red. It went from, like, I think it was sun sickness a day where I just felt like I was hungover, but I hadn't been drinking like that, so it wasn't that. And then it went to, I felt like I went to an allergic situation where my back just started going, blowing red heat after not, just making me sick, you know. And yeah, it was fantastic. Pure, full body sweat, excruciating pain. It was great.
Oh man, that's rough. Well, yeah, you need to get your rest. Tomorrow's gonna smack you straight upside the face. You working tomorrow?
10-4. The wife takes the day off after we come back from vacation, and I always go back to work because I really like work. And I miss it. So I figure, why would I miss out on an easy Monday when I could just go to work? And she's like, I'll take my day and relax and do some laundry. So there's that.
Yeah, I hear that. If I didn't work from home, I would consider the same thing. So, all right, man. Take it easy. WSD 320.
WRNW 578.